morning. My name is Jara. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling to find out, to define what essential workers are, because I have seen at several different sites who they are. But when you put in your, if you are and have high risk, what's considered to be part of the 65 to up to 74, and it says if you are, if you, I guess, have a high risk, some of the conditions. But when you put in the, what the condition is, it says you don't, you don't qualify, you don't meet the qualifications.
Are you trying to pre-register online?
Yes.
Okay, in order to actually pre-register, if you have health conditions, it does put you at a higher risk for the COVID-19, but it's not going to have the option on the website. If you're wanting to pre-register and you have health conditions, you would actually have to, how old are you again?
I'm 63.
So you would have to actually call the pre-register line to pre-register. Have you contacted them?
No. What is the pre-register line?
What is the number, or what is it for?
Okay, what is the number? What do you call it to be pre-registered? And this is for the public health?
Yeah, this is for the vaccine. So basically, the pre-register line is what they do is they get your information down. I think they ask for first and last name, age, email, and your county, because they place you under your county's health department. And what they do is fax the form to the health department, and you have to wait about 2 to 4 days, like an estimate of 2 to 4 days to get a call back from your county's health department. And then that's when they go ahead and schedule you. So when you pre-register, we just fax the form to the health department. It's basically a quicker way to you for you to be put on the waiting list, because they fax the form to the health department.
Okay, I went to the email, the link, and said notify.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that I had been put on a list or something to be notified.
Okay, so have you already?
For your age and county and things like that. Yeah. And I think
it's
going to
ask for that in, information automatically.
Okay, but let me ask you, so how do they know if you're high risk? Because it doesn't ask anything.
It depends. Usually, they usually give you an option to put that, but if you do it online, I don't think it has an option for you to put that you're at high risk. You just have to basically let them know that you're at high risk for the COVID, because that's the only way you will be able to get in if your A category hasn't started yet, then that's the only way you will be able to actually get the shot, is if you pre-register and you just let us know. Well, when the department automatically gives you a call, you'll have to let them know that information, that you have health conditions and that you're at a higher risk for the COVID.
Okay. That's the problem I'm having. Well, in each of these sites, it doesn't. And then when you say that you are, they come back and say you don't qualify. I don't understand that when you have, if it's obesity and stuff like that, but they say that you're not, that you don't meet the high-risk category. And these things online,
right,
you don't get a chance to even say that. So I'm trying to figure out, is it better to call someone and register?
Yeah, it's better to call and register.
Okay, because I'm saying that because I know in the county that I'm in, they're out of vaccines. They're
right,
only doing the second dose.
Right. So, yes, you would have to, best thing to do is actually call and pre-register. Would you like me to give you the number?
Yes, would you please?
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So it's going to be 855-566-5333. So that's 855-566-5333. And that'll be the number that you're registered for the vaccine shot.
Okay, and this is with the health departments within the
Yes,
government.
Ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.